Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson. Welcome to the practice update here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm alongside Fran Duffy. And look, it's over 36,000 fans attended today's Kids Day themed practice, the last open practice here at the NovaCare Complex. So as you can see, a festive atmosphere, but a lot of great football on the field. And the first position I'm going to start with here, Fran, is going to be the wide receiver spot. I want to look specifically at Mac Hollins. Look, I understand that Alshon Jeffrey, who is back on the field today, very promising from that standpoint. You have Torrey Smith, and I think Mac Hollins is a guy we want to see develop down the road. But I'm improved at how much better his route running has been and the way that he catches the ball so cleanly away from his body. I feel like one of the toughest things for especially rookies is to not body catch the ball. And I know he's raw in a lot of areas, but I've been thoroughly impressed with how he uses that body. So hopefully he can develop and almost become like Alshon down the line, not right now, but down the line, at utilizing his body to be an even bigger wide receiver at that 6'4", 220-plus pound frame.
Yeah, no doubt. And Mac Hollins has been consistent from day one up until this point. One guy who has not been as consistent is his fellow rookie classmate, Shelton Gibson from West Virginia. Had his share of issues in the beginning of camp. But I'll tell you what, he ran the best route I've seen him run all summer last week at the end of practice. And then this week, today, on Sunday, I thought he had his best day. In one-on-ones, he went up and over a defensive back early in the drill and then came back and made a great diving catch towards the sideline. You saw that ability to make plays in the open field, and he's looking more and more comfortable in all the little things to the wide receiver position.
I just hope mentally he can keep himself in check. I think he's fighting a lot of things right now, having to learn the expanded playbook, you know, battling his hands. I just hope he'll be able to settle down in due time here. I'm going to go defense, and I'm not going to go with a rookie. Everyone's talking about the cornerbacks. I want to focus on second-year man Jalen Mills. I just love his route recognition. It is truly impressive. I'm watching the one-on-one receiver DB drills, and he is like white on rice following these wide receivers, able to keep very much in tune with them. It's just very impressive that he basically sees the receiver coming out of the break, and he's able to get after the ball. So by far, and I think we've said this before, he has been the best corner in camp. I know Jim Schwartz said earlier on Sunday that he's not ready to name any starters at this point, nor should he. But to me, Mills is clearly the best corner on the roster right now.
Yeah, you were right there for his big interception that he had in one-on-ones where he went up and climbed the ladder against Torrey Smith with a huge interception right at the pylon, about 6 feet away from where we're standing right now. I'll go with another corner.
Okay.
Rasul Douglas. I thought had one of his best days. Had an interception in team drills. Also had a pass breakup earlier in the day. I think Rasul Douglas, slowly but surely coming into his own, you're starting to see some of that consistency that he lacked earlier in camp.
Such promise. Such promise there at the cornerback position. Now it just needs to flourish. That's going to do it for our practice report for Fran Duffy. I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us. We will see you on Monday.